Today, I'm with Dr. Tom Evans, who leads the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And did you see the news yesterday about a certain...
Oh, yeah, I certainly did. Wasn't that something? That
photograph?
Is so exciting.
Was that photograph from NASA? Yeah,
yeah.
The black
hole. Black
hole,
rather, yeah.
That just must feel like a good luck charm to you, as your next concert is all about space.
Yeah, our next concert is all about space. And interestingly enough, I've been seeing more and more advertisements on TV. Not that I watch TV that often, but, well, because I did watch the Final Four and all that stuff.
Sure. Well, that, so, yeah. You're forced to.
Yeah, you're forced to. Well, with Michigan State, it's unfortunate. Anyways,
But
I've noticed more and more... with advertisements, they're having a lot of space themes. And it was, I saw how apropos, because it's like promoting our concert this Saturday. So it's like, well, okay, I'll take that.
You began planning this concert, of course,
more than a year ago, yeah.
It's called One Small Step, a multimedia spectacular celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing.
That's right.
And it's the final concert of the season.
Yeah, the Kalamazoo Concert Band.
It'll be held in the... Chenery Auditorium, 7:30, and as always, it's open to the public, free of charge.
Oh, free of charge, yeah. And you should come early, because we're doing it, many people do, but starting about 20 minutes, like around 7:10, 20 minutes before the show begins, we're going to do a nice little prelude, which we're going to include the actual soundtrack, if you will, from the dialogue between the command module and Houston. So as a way to prepare the audience, and along with that, we'll be a PowerPoint presentation. Every 15 seconds, you'll see a different image associated with the Apollo mission.
Wow. So things to look at and, of course, to hear.
Yes.
When we talked last, we were, I think it was February, and the polar vortex had changed everybody's schedules.
Oh, yes.
But you went ahead with the concert.
We did.
On February 23rd.
Yeah, Dancing on Air. That was wonderful with Corey Terry and company. And it was a great, great concert. Yeah.
Now's your chance to see another Kalamazoo Concert Band full concert. And as always, a whole variety of pieces that take you in different directions, but still stick to an overarching theme.
Yes.
So what made you think of the moon landing and space exploration?
Yeah, well, when I plan next year's program, the following year's program, I'm always looking for anniversary dates just to see if there's anything, worthy of celebration. And this being 2019, and this happened in 1969, ding, 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 it's 50 year anniversary.
Yeah.
I went, oh, and, I was alive back then, which I was 14, I'm giving away my age. But, and it was such a memorable moment. And I thought that for certainly people who lived through that moment, they recognize the importance of that event and certainly is worthy of celebration. And for those people who weren't living at that time, it's something that we should, it's a touchstone in our history, in our society. So I think they should be aware of that. So, yeah.
It's part of the story we tell ourselves about America's history, kind of in our mythology.
Yeah, everything changed once we landed on the moon. I mean, it changed so much. I mean, and certainly a lot of the technology that we have today was thanks to the NASA and the Apollo missions and the Gemini missions and the Mercury missions, all those space missions. So much technology we have today comes from those programs.
Do you remember a sense of hope in the future and this promise of technology kind of coming through and we all living like the Jetsons?
Yeah, it was a euphoric time. In a sense, it was an extension of what happened after World War II, where America was, felt really proud of itself and its accomplishments and, their efforts to, save Western society. And then, so this was like an extension of that, because it was another great accomplishment for the United States. I mean, to be the first. You remember 1962, Kennedy made that famous speech about we will go to the moon in 10 years. And he did it in less than 10 years, in 8 years. So think about that. How far NASA had to go from that speech to putting Neil Armstrong on the moon. That's epic.
So you have your theme. You have an inspirational date to commemorate.
Yeah.
But is there music out there too?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yes, well, of course, when I come up with an idea, then I have to support it with music. And I was able to for this, for sure. So we have it's kind of a mix of really fast, energetic music that is associated with like launching and taking off and that kind of stuff. And then we have, like interstellar space kind of music. So we have kind of that, Ooh, yeah. I'm floating in space.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. That's great stuff. Zero gravity, baby.
So a whole variety of composers and pieces.
Exactly, yeah. The one piece that people will recognize is the piece that we end with, and that's Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And that's just a wonderful symphonic suite. It has so many of the themes that people have come to know and love, and that's how we end the program. But aside from that, you know, I'm looking at the list again. Now, there's really nothing here that people are going to say, oh, I know. Oh, with the exception of we're doing an Offenbach piece. We're doing the Voyage to the Moon overture. It was based on Jules Verne's A Trip to the Moon thing.
Yeah, because so, Offenbach wasn't anywhere near the space
race. But what this shows is that humankind has had this fascination with the moon and with space, you know, and beyond. We as humankind have always had this kind of fascination, and certainly Jules Verne and Offenbach were no exception. Mm-hmm. So we're doing the overture to the Voyage to the Moon, Trip to the Moon, and that's exciting. And you know what we're going to show along with that? We're going to show happening before we actually play the music. We're going to do the 1 minute clip. It's basically a 12 minute film. Okay, it comes out of 1902. It's a black and white film. The French film director, I forget his name, last name starts with an M.
Millier.
Yeah, that's it. And it's the iconic shot with the what looks like a bullet, but it's actually the space capsule goes in a moon's eye. And you know, I've talked to people, and there you'd be surprised how many people don't know that what we think is being iconic that everyone knows, but there are people that don't know that shot, that image. So we're going to show about a 45-second clip of that before we start the overture. This is a way to grease the wheels.
Oh, I'm so glad you're using film from the silent era.
Yeah, 1902. Yeah. Oh, it's actually kind of funny when you watch that film. And if anyone's interested, it's called A Trip to the Moon. It's on YouTube. It's free, of course, it's because it's made in 1902, and it's certainly available. And it's comic. It's good, but it's worth watching. Anyways, we're going to show a clip of that, just for that moment where that it looks like a bullet, but it's actually a space capsule that hits the moon square in the eye.
So, Tom, you've put together both music and a lot of visuals too.
I've been working hard. Yes, I have.
Well, how does the concert begin?
Oh, it begins with ignition. Of course, we have ignition. So that's our first piece. So, and what we're going to do, of course, Keith Thompson is our MC, so he's going to come out and prepare the audience for what's to happen. Anyway, so then once he finishes, then we're going to start with the actual countdown of the Apollo 11 mission. And it starts at T-minus 15 seconds, and then they go to 10, 9, 8, then 4, we have ignition, and then 5, 3, 2, 1, then we have liftoff. And then right as soon as we have liftoff, the downbeat comes with the concert band. We begin with a piece called Ignition, and if the seatbelts came, if the Chenery Auditorium came with seatbelts, I'd advise people to put them on.
Well, this is just a recording, so yes. You'll have to experience it in real life on Saturday night, 7:30 p.m., but we have a recording. Did you want to set up the recording?
Yeah, this recording I'm really proud of. This is from the I teach at Kalamazoo College, and this is the college band there. It's called the Academy Street Winds, and we gave a concert, I think, 2 years ago, maybe 2-plus years ago. It was called Luxesto, which is the Kalamazoo College's motto means be light, and I did a whole program centered around light. And so I started the program with Ignition because, it ties into that theme. And I love this piece. And so and that might have been one of the seeds that was planted for one small step for which is going to happen this Saturday. Possibly. I don't know. But I certainly had it in the back of my mind that this is a great concert opener. And so this is the Kalamazoo College band called the Academy Street Winds playing Ignition. And this will also start the program Saturday night with the Kalamazoo Concert Band. Isn't that a fun piece? That's my band. That's K College. That's a K College band.
I'm with Dr. Tom Evans, and that's the Academy Street Winds a couple of years ago with a terrific piece, too, called Ignition.
Yeah, so that's when I did that, I said, ooh, I got to keep this up in the front, you know, for programming ideas in the future. And so, so this is going to reappear again on this program Saturday night.
We should mention that the composer is Todd Stalter.
Yes.
And I'm assuming he's a prolific band composer.
He has a sizable number of pieces out there. Yeah.
The concert this Saturday is called One Small Step, and it's commemorating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And I haven't done a lot of. I should have watched that movie. I should have read that book. But I know the very basics of it. And was it Neil that said He's, one?
Yeah,
small
it was Neil
step
Armstrong.
And,
yeah, so the three astronauts on the Apollo 11 mission were Neil Armstrong, and he was the commander, and he was actually the first one to step foot on the moon and made the epic statement, you know, that's one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. And then Buzz Aldrin, who's quite a character, he was second in command, and he was also joined Neil Armstrong on the moon. So they were the first two to walk on the moon. And then Michael Collins was left up in the command module all by himself. And this is something which, and most people don't think about this, but so while Neil and Buzz were, you know, traipsing across the surface of the moon, Michael Collins, every periodically, through the revolutions around, you know, orbiting the moon, he would be on the dark side of the moon, right? And he lost total communication. So for the first time in history, except for Adam, this guy was all alone, right? This guy is out there. I mean, think about that. For 8 hours, this guy would be on the opposite side of the moon, no visual contact with the Earth, no oral communications with Houston, nothing, totally cut off.
Wow.
It was just, so what he describes is that when he was on the other side of the moon, it was just himself and God.
Sometimes I listen to science fiction radio from the 50s, and there were some scripts out there where people imagined that pilot going crazy because of the isolation.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't. No, he was. Of course,
he was fine.
He was a
trained
fighter pilot, so he could nothing scare these guys. So he was fine with it. But he said it was soul opening. You know, opened his soul to different possibilities. And it's just you don't come back the same when you do something like that.
No, this is fun to think about and talk about and commemorate. You know, the world moves really, really fast, and you know, I'm putting out fires all the time of my personal things.
Oh, are we always?
It's nice to find ways to bring people together for a reason like this, celebrating achievement and. In it, not just American achievement, but human achievement.
Oh, for the whole world. It, like I said, it changed the whole world for sure.
So the whole program begins with Ignition, of course, now that you've explained it.
it starts with the countdown, the actual countdown to the Apollo 11 mission.
Followed by this delightful Offenbach overture, the Voyage to the Moon.
Yeah, and it's Offenbach. So if you like that, which I do, that late romantic kind of quality with Offenbach, of course, who's quite witty, you'll really enjoy this. And it, you know, most people associate Offenbach with Can-Can.
With the Can-Can. He knew how to write dance
course,
music.
Right. and so, you know, if you have a hit, you kind of replicate that again. So you'll hear the end of this overture, A Trip to the Moon, A Voyage to the Moon, it has elements of the Can-Can.
You can picture kicking, you know.
Yeah, right.
A kicking chorus.
It's a romp. It's a fun piece. It's a romp. It's a good piece.
Well, now on the program, you feature the winner of the Youth Soloist Competition.
And Michael Keeler.
His name's Michael Keeler, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He's a senior at Portage Central. Great kid and a phenomenal musician. And, you know, he fits perfectly with this program because when you do a program, which seems to be kind of limited with the space theme, and how do you insert a high school soloist into this? It's like, because I was thinking, well, hopefully it'll fit. Oh my goodness, it does! It's a lot of razzle dazzle. It's a blisteringly fast piece.
I can speak from my own experience, having sat in a pit orchestra on a couple of shows with Michael Keeler, that he's a terrific person and has some kind of quiet leadership ability section.
Yeah.
He's always prepared and
absolutely
humble, but really you know, his dreams are big. And the good news is he's going to be studying undergrad at Western, too.
Yes,
so he'll be staying in our community.
He will be staying here.
And I'm sure you'll find ways to include him in your music if you need to.
I hope to. Yes, I hope to.
So tell me a little about the competition. It's held a few months before this concert.
Yeah, in February is when we it's an annual event. So we always hold the concerto competition in February. And we draw from, if you draw a line like across Michigan from like, I don't know, where Central Michigan University, let's forget the town now, whatever, Central Michigan University.
Mount Pleasant,
thank you. And straight down, you know, south. We draw from that region pretty much. And so it's open to any high school student who wants to submit their name, and then they come in February and audition for us. And we have a lot of talented students out there. And it's always for the judges. It's really hard to decide. And it breaks your heart because there are some people, you know, it's like, you know, just a whisker away from you know, having won the competition. And of course, there can only be one winner, unfortunately, but they're really this is an interesting twist. We're doing this for the first time. Not my idea, but as our president came up with this idea of the board, Larry Ellis, to invite the participants of the concerto competition that they didn't win, of course, but we're inviting them now to join the band for the last number of our program. So it would be like a side-by-side thing and for this Saturday. And that's really an exciting thing, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always memorable for a young performer to be on a big stage like Chenery and play right next to the pros.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good to show them, you know, that, you know, there is a musical life after high school. You know, you can continue through college and then beyond.
Well, Michael Keeler will be featured in a saxophone concerto, a single movement from this concerto by Paul Creston.
Yes.
An American composer.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And you're saying this is a really tricky piece?
It is tricky. It certainly shows off his technical prowess. And at the same time, he's also very expressive, which is a difficult thing to do, to play fast and then also be expressive at the same time. He does it.
Well, let's hear Michael Keeler himself playing this piece with the wonderful pianist Helen Lucan.
Right.
This is at the competition.
Yeah, this is his audition piece, what I brought in today. This is his actual audition.
Okay, well, it's Michael Keeler playing music of Paul Creston. That's an award-winning performance by...
Pretty cool, huh?
young saxophonist.
And that's why he won the audition this year. Yeah. We should talk about Helen Lucan, the pianist, because any piano player will tell you one of the hardest things and worst things to do is to accompany someone doing a concerto piece, because they take a full band or a full orchestra and they try to translate that into 10 fingers. And every pianist will tell you, doing concertos, it's like, okay. It's hard. It's hard to do. Try to take all those voices from an orchestra and put them into 10 fingers. It can be daunting.
Well, for those who tuned in during the music, that the saxophonist is the winner of the high school of the competition for youth soloists by the Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Right.
His name's Michael Keeler.
He rips it up, man.
bass sounds terrific.
Oh, yeah.
And with a full band behind him, I think that That's piece right. is going to come off really well on yeah. Saturday night.
Yeah. And because it's Michael against the whole band, we've reduced the instrumentation. So it's going to be just a smaller ensemble backing up Michael on Saturday.
Well, following the first movement of that concerto by Paul Creston, played by Michael Keeler, you'll finish the first half with another appropriate piece for your space-themed program called Beyond the Clouds and Into the Heavens.
Exactly. Oh, that's a great piece if you want to cue that one up. It's by Richard Salzado. And it's a delightful work. And the way I set this up is I've done a lot of research for this program. The way I set this up, because Keith Thompson's our MC, he comes out and talks about how astronauts experience seeing the Earth from space. And everyone will tell you that they recognize the beauty of the Earth from space, but they all say, without exception, they talk about the fragility of the Earth. And the thing is, what's so fascinating, they all talk about, you see the thin atmosphere that we have that hovers above the Earth, and that's our life force right there. I mean, it protects us from radiation, et cetera. It provides oxygen for us and carbon dioxide for the plants. And, you know, that's our biosphere right there. And it's really a thin layer. And you don't have that appreciation for that until you're an astronaut in space and you can see it. But every person who's gone into space and looks back at Earth, they always comment on the beauty. And then they also comment on, like I said, the fragility of it. And for today's climate, no pun intended, we need to be aware of that because that's our life source right there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
What a privilege to be able to view Earth from that perspective.
Oh, you know, I'd do it in a heartbeat, you know. But think about, you know, those guys have courage. Because any man or woman who jumps on that capsule and blasts off into space uses 500, the Saturn V rocket uses 500,000 gallons of fuel. You're sitting on top of that rocket. When you, that little capsule, then the Saturn V rocket is 36 stories tall. So you're sitting on top of this capsule with 500,000 gallons of rocket fuel beneath you. Yeah, there's 700, this is a true fact, 7.5 billion tons of thrust, 7.5 billion tons of thrust for that to take off. You, the rocket ship, by the time it clears the launch pad, the arms and everything else, the pad, it's going 100 miles an hour. By the time it clears that, right? Yeah, and you go from zero to 2.5 G-forces, so you that phase distorting G-forces. Yeah, and eventually, after like maybe 8 minutes later, you're going seven times the speed of sound. Oh!
the physics of it.
And you sit on top of this thing. Sign me up. Yeah, seriously, sign me up. I'd love to do that.
And that's why science fiction authors always have to come up with anti-gravity devices because of that overwhelming force keeping us here on Earth.
Yeah, one of the Apollo 14 astronauts has said, described taking off on that. He says, you feel the beast come alive beneath you. And then when you go, it's not like, oh, have we left yet? And he says, no, you're gone. when it goes, you're gone. you're just gone. Oh, that'd be so exciting.
So on Saturday, the Kalamazoo Concert Band will be on stage with terrific pieces of music and a screen showing some selected images.
Yes, from the Apollo missions. Mostly Apollo 11, but you can't get everything from one mission. So I sometimes dabble into the 14 and 17 and things like that.
And don't forget that cool shot of a voyage to the moon from the Georges Méliès a silent film from 1902. And why don't we pause now for this Richard Salzado
It's a good piece.
Beyond the Clouds and Into the Heavens. And we'll be back with Tom Evans and the Kalamazoo Concert Band. Their concert is at 7:30 on Saturday at Chenery Auditorium, and it's a free concert as always.
Thank you.
Well, we were talking about hope and optimism earlier, and that piece certainly generates that quality.
Yeah. That's an exciting piece, it is. And like I said, when this piece is performing, we're going to show an image that that shows the Earth and with the atmosphere above it. And it shows both at the same time the beauty of the Earth and also the fragility of that of the atmosphere. And it's a thin line, which is so it's worth seeing. It's really kind of moving.
The concert is Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and my guest here today is Dr. Tom Evans, who has led the Kalamazoo Concert Band for a good 17 years.
Maybe. I haven't lost track.
Yeah, and his enthusiasm is unabated. So.
I love life, and I certainly love making music. So.
Yes, this is shaping up to be an exciting concert for both visual and musical aspects, chance to step back and celebrate some achievements that have meant a great deal to generations that came afterward. If you can't remember what happened in 1969, that's okay.
It is. And this will help you relive those moments for those who did.
Yeah, and of course, it's a good family opportunity.
Yes,
bring
it
your
is.
Kids.
Yeah, always. Our concerts are very family friendly. Yep, absolutely.
The concert again, 7:30 in Chenery Auditorium on Saturday. And let's look a little bit at the second half. The piece we just heard closes the first half. Then you take off, literally.
He's an Austrian composer.
A piece called Take Off.
I always like to try to, see if I can find composers from around the world. Because we here in America, we tend to do a lot of American composers. And so it's always nice to see what someone's doing in somewhere else. And so he's an Austrian composer, which is it's a nice piece, Take Off. And it's very much like Ignition. It's a very fast and energetic piece. And then Brian Shetley, our assistant conductor, is going to do another Salcedo piece called Into Moonlight's Mist. And this is a very atmospheric piece. It's beautiful. It's really, tender is not quite a word. Atmospheric is the right word. Ephemeral, right? Yes, so there you go. And then after that, we do East of the Sun and West of the Moon. And no, it's not the song you think from the 30s. No.
Oh, really?
John Prescott wrote, he stole the title apparently, but it's not that. It's not that. So if you're in the audience and you're thinking you're going to hear the chestnut from the 1930s, that's not it.
It never comes.
No. Diana Krall, by the way, has a great recording of East of the Sun. You should listen to her. And then we do another piece, another atmospheric piece called Moon by Night. And this is another atmospheric piece, like as I said, and it's just it's a glorious work. It just gives you pause and just allows you to ponder the magnitude of space, which is overwhelming.
Do you remember the solar eclipse that happened a couple years ago?
Just recently. Yeah, there was the solar eclipse. There was also a lunar eclipse just recently. Yeah, but yes, I do remember that.
It was like on a weekday afternoon.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. And we were in a good position here in Michigan to see that, which is great. We saw about maybe 85% of that, yeah.
The more, I think there's one in 2024 that's coming to our region will be affected again.
Yeah.
It'll be 80-90%. That's kind of exciting.
There's something about looking up into the heavens and just being in awe of that. It's just, it's just magical.
And the moon itself, I think you're kind of focusing on this one solar object that, that has so much mythology, and we feel a kinship to this cold, round
So much has been written about the moon, both in terms of musical notation and prose and poetry and theater. Everyone.
Well, now I see how you had no trouble coming up with different pieces.
Since we're talking about space, too, one of the things I really lament is with light pollution. We don't see the stars anymore, and I think that's terrible. If you ever, people who have, have gone, if you go up north in northern Michigan, there are some dark skies up there where you can see the stars in their full glory. Or if you go out west, and we could be seeing that every night, but we don't. when you see that, oh my goodness, it's breathtaking. Yeah, but because of light pollution, we're denied that every night.
I just want to put in a plug for the Kalamazoo Astronomical Society.
Yes, let's.
That sets up some wonderful variety of telescopes, sometimes at the Kalamazoo Nature Center,
yes.
And various times of year. And I've attended some of those, and it's yes. so great to look through those telescopes and see what's out there. It's amazing. And the moon gets very detailed, let me tell you.
Yes, well, it's a wonderful object to see through a telescope. You see all the craters and the moraines and stuff.
Well, Tom, how shall we wrap this up today?
Yeah, well, so then we close our program with Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and which is one of the final films of the series. And it's John Williams in his finest.
That's
so it's of course, the actual we're playing here is actually the end credits. This is the portion of the music is playing while the credits roll at the end. And this is the exact note-for-note transcription of that for band, though. But it still goes through all the moods and all the themes that we know and love. And it's really quite exciting.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for previewing One Small Step with me today here on WMUK. Tell our listeners once again when and where.
It is this Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 in Chenery Auditorium, beautiful Chenery Auditorium, and the Kalamazoo Concert Band's presenting their final concert of this season, and it's called One Small Step.
Well, thanks for coming in.
And it's free. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Bye.